Broken Window Garden.
Broken Window Garden.
Live improvised.
Live improvised. Sound Club Love.
Good evening. It is Saturday, July 24th, 2021, 9:35 p.m. You're listening to the Broken Window Garden. Let's get started.
Having amazing conversations, we're coming up with amazing solutions, but half of us were not to be seen. And so I started wondering, where are the men and how can we bring them into this conversation?
Yeah.
Because a lot of these problems are actually, you know, not necessarily caused by women. And if we could have everyone in the room, it'd be much more productive.
If a group is called vulnerable, then it has a claim to protection. And the question then is, to whom is that claim addressed, and which group emerges as charged with the protection of the vulnerable? On the other hand, have the ones who bear responsibility for vulnerable groups become divested of vulnerability through that designating practice? The point is to highlight the unequal distribution of vulnerability, but if the designation implicitly distinguishes between vulnerable and invulnerable groups and charges the invulnerable with the protection of the vulnerable, does that move not fortify a paternalistic form of power, one that we might well want to contest? Those of us who understand ourselves as responding to an ethical claim to preserve life, even to protect life, believe they are different, may find ourselves subscribing to a social hierarchy in which, for ostensibly moral reasons, the vulnerable are distinct from the paternalistically powerful. It is, of course, possible to claim that such a distinction is descriptively true, but when it becomes the basis of a moral rule,
So, the evil Republican Party has decided that they want to get rid of all women of magic, witches and mages and the like. They can't do this by outright killing them. So what they've decided to do is, with the aid of dark magic and modern technology, they've created a device that they bury deep in within the earth. And this device emits energy that makes women of magic infertile. Huh? It makes it so they can't have children. So this is a long-term plan to make it so that women who are born with the ability to create magic will not be able to have children and ultimately will not have offspring, and so it will gradually eliminate
their
ilk from the face of the earth. So the problem with this, besides the fact that it's just wrong, is
your body, your choice.
Right, your body, your choice, is that it creates a disruption in the magic field. Whenever you create a disruption in the magic field, that's how a curse is created. So the curse that's created in this disruption of the magic field, now that these women have been turned, have been made infertile, is that kittens have started spawning all over the earth. But like, lots of kittens. Like, too many kittens. So many kittens that they're starting to eat food, they're starting to kill birds, they're starting to claw all over people. They're clawing all over babies, they're clawing all over children, they're getting inside of cars, they're clogging drain pipes, they're getting caught inside of car engines. There's just kittens all over the place. It's really cute, but it's a huge problem. So, not only is this a terrible thing, but it's created a very cute problem. Your mission is threefold. You have to find the machine deep in the earth and destroy it. Once the machine is destroyed, the kittens will stop appearing, but you will have to find a way to peacefully deal with the kittens that are already there. You can't kill the kittens because that will look really bad. That will be a really terrible PR story. No, that would be a public relations disaster for witches if they killed all the kittens, because people are very inconvenienced by the kittens, but they don't want the kittens to die. So you're going to have to find a peaceful way to solve the kitten problem.
Just kill the device.
Yeah, but you're going to have to find a way to take care of the kittens. That's part two.
I know what's
part three is you need to make the Republicans pay for what they've done. But again, as a public relations solution, you have to find a way using restorative justice. You have to find a way to make the Republicans do right by what they have done wrong. So you can't string them up by their heads. You can't slap them. We'll be right back.
totally disagree about some things, but there may be other things that we have a resonance and a harmony about. And when we compartmentalize each other in such a way that, you know, it's like when someone says, okay.
Radical openness allows for the fact that you and I might totally disagree about some things, but there may be other things that we have a resonance and a harmony about. And when we compartmentalize each other in such a way that, you know, it's like when someone says, oh, he's really sexist, or, you know, then it's like the shutting down of the idea that the person might be really sexist but have some other thought idea that might be useful to hear. How do we hold those differing senses of who we are? And, you know, that's one of the reasons I like writing about love, because when people love people, they never think they're going to just think the same. They never, I say to people, will say to me, well, you know, when we try to get our group together to talk about race, there's going to be conflict. And I said, well, have you ever had a love relationship with someone where there's no conflict? Why do we expect that we're going to get together and talk about race and racism and not have perhaps anger, conflict? You know, when we don't expect that in the deepest areas of our lives, our intimate lives, we recognize conflict will be a part of trying to have a relationship with somebody who is not you. And we don't recognize that when it comes to difficult issues, and often that's where we start censoring and shutting down.
Yeah.
You have to do one. Heads. Okay, so what's the spell?
It sends one.
And what does that do?
It basically sets the thing or person on fire.
Okay, so you use it, you use the spell,
it sets the
laser beam eyes on fire, which burns them out and allows you to pass through, past the statues, and down through the tunnels. You wander down the tunnels to the next gate. This gate leads you into a giant hallway, which is known as the Mirrors of Fear.
Oh, shit. Like, one of those things at a carnival?
Yes. But the Mirrors of Fear show you things that you're afraid of.
Oh, shit, like Billy Barker?
Oh, it can show you anything. And so, and you have to, and there's many, many mirrors, so.
So is it just a hall?
Yes, it's a hall, but it's more of like a maze, so like you can't.
It's basically like those things that I'm talking
about. Yeah, you're going to see mirrors.
No, but my question is, like, you I'm asking you, because you said if it's a hall, you walk straight through the maze. There's different paths.
Well, you walk in, and
those things aren't that hard.
You walk in, and you have a choice between a straight path or a path that goes off to the side. Marcella, which one do you want to take?
That we weren't going to be, it wasn't going to be safe to be just be underground. It wasn't going to be safe just try to swim or wade through, the safer part of the tunnels that were sort of all mucked up. We realized that we were going to have to actually go infiltrate through the government. That we would have to find a way that some of us could actually be posing as guards along the pipeline, government guards. And the way that we did that was with the original bandwidth receiver output remotes. You can use it to basically change your form or your shape. So when someone's posing as a guard, they'll look exactly like the guard to all the government people, but they will be able to recognize them. And it's a very, very useful tool. It's just that it gives off so much radiation in the body. They're usually stored in sort of the base of the thumb joint, because everyone that gets scanned, they're getting their teeth scanned. Right? So like they're getting all the obvious places scanned.
Have there been any like cancer issues or anything with that?
Well, that's what happens. You're basically resigning yourself to a pretty early and fairly painful death, maybe 3 to 5 years down the road. But the contribution that you're making towards society and for the underground movement is invaluable.
Themselves and there's some kind of force that's choking them to death. And just seeing that,
she would laugh.
Seeing that, even though you know it's not real, it's caused you to go to a mental breakdown. You have just enough energy to try to get yourself off the mental breakdown before you complete this record you're trying to do.
I've been
on
this for a long time.
Okay, that doesn't work.
For like 12 seconds and then you wake up fine.
I'll probably have a sleep terror.
Shut up. It's called what the f
Thank you.
feminist. Don't tell me you're a feminist. Don't tell me you're a feminist.
Let's do an A woman together, shall we? One, two, three.
A woman!
There we go.
Okay, so Daya is going to do nothing. So Daya, you do nothing, and so Dr. Phil looks at you, and he starts talking about Billy Barker.
Motherfucker.
He says, Daya, I know you don't like Billy Barker.
No, wait, that doesn't count. It's when I see Billy Barker, not when I Barker.
But he starts,
that little kid,
he starts describing Billy Barker.
And yeah,
he describes Billy Barker in such a vivid way.
You have to see him in real life.
That you can picture Billy Barker in your mind. And you start to shiver and you start to shake. And the evil Dr. Phil has control over your brain and starts. And. Hey, Stella.
Sorry, one second. I tried.
Stella, leave her alone.
Get the fuck off of
Stella.
Me.
Help, I kind of stuck.
Stella, leave her alone.
Fuck off of me.
You're gonna bitch. If you keep hitting me,
ow.
I can't get up.
Stella, leave her alone. Okay, so, Stella, the evil Dr. Phil is attacking, is attacking Sage, and Sage is cowering in fear, thinking about Billy Barker. What are you gonna do this time?
I'm just gonna stand up. I'm behind him. Brown has kicked him so hard that his head flies off.
Okay. Heads, that works. This time you use your super strength and you kick Dr. Phil, evil Dr. Phil, so hard that his head dislocates from his body, and gallons of blood starts squirting out of his neck. He tumbles over as his hands claw at his neck, trying to figure out where his head went, and he collapses on the ground as a giant pool of crimson red starts to cover the ground, and his head rolls out of sight into the darkness. You look up and you see this giant, huge machine that is pulsating giant waves of pink out into the darkness.
Pink?
Huh? Just like neon. Like radioactive pink.
It should be radioactive pink, that's the radioactive, or yellow, that's the color.
Okay, radioactive yellow. Radioactive yellow and green and pink. All
no
three of
pink.
Them. Okay, no pink.
It has to be blue, yellow, or green, because in every show, the radioactive stuff is always in one of those colors.
Okay, it's green and yellow. And so how are you going to attempt to destroy the machine? Yeah, you're out.
You're listening to the Broken Window Garden live improvised sound collage. You're listening to the Broken Window Garden live improvised sound collage. It means a lot that you're listening.
It means a lot that you're listening.
If you ever have anything to say about
hi.
What you're hearing, you can always feel free to reach out. Email me at hi@brokenwindowgarden.org. hi@brokenwindowgarden.org.
You're really listening to Broken Window Garden Sound Collage.
So don't be a stranger. And that's it. Take care, everybody.